Lord, can we give Jesus praise? Amen. Can we give Him praise? Wow, it's an honor and blessing to be with all of you, wonderful, beautiful, glorious people. And we bring greetings from, we brought the sunshine for you. Right? From the tropics, from the Philippines, amen? And this is our weather in the Philippines, always. Rain and sun, all right? And so we want to move up to the Philippines. But no, it's wonderful to be here together with Pastor Mark and Gulen. We've heard many things about New Life Medway. And it's just a blessing that we can be here just to ordain Pastor Mark and Bilan yes. into the family and to welcome all of you. And thank you for your warm welcome. All right, you are beautiful people, and we're excited to bring the word. And so Pastor Marlene, would you share?
Yes, you know, I just wanted to share this word as we were flowing in worship. Beautiful, beautiful, prophetic worship, even today. The Lord being our provider, the Lord being our healer, the Lord being our breakthrough, so powerful. It's just receiving, receiving, receiving. And I believe that He is here right now in our midst today. And as we were worshiping, you know, this phrase kept coming up in my heart. I just want to share it with you. And this is the phrase, the Lord will move in any space that you give Him.
Amen.
Any space. See, the thing with that, when the Lord just dropped it, it's like any space. So if you give Him small space, He's going to move in that small space. Because that's how good He is. That's how gracious He is. He's not going to go, oh, how small is that space? No. He said, if you're going to give me that space, I'm going to move in that space. So no matter how big the space you give Him, or no matter how small the space you give Him, He's going to move in that place. And so my challenge for you today would be, how much space are you going to give Him to move today? How much room are you going to give God to move today in your life? You know, it reminds me of the story of the widow's oil in 2 Kings chapter 4. In 2 Kings chapter 4, there's a story of, you know, a woman who was in debt. And, you know, she would have had to sell her children to pay the debt. But obviously, like, you know, I'll just read some points to you just very, very quickly, because I'm not necessarily being the one giving the word, but He is. But it says here in 2 Kings 4, 1, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. You know that your servant feared the Lord. The creditor is coming to take my two sons to be slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? It's amazing. It's like, God, I need something. And God will ask, yes, you need something, but I want to ask you, what do you have in the house? What do you have in your possession? And she said, well, your maidservant has nothing in the house. Nothing. God, I have nothing. Oh, yes, but I have a jar of oil, which wasn't very much, or it wasn't very significant. If you think about what she had to do, the debt that she had to pay, what would a jar of oil do, right? And then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. See, right there, he's saying, okay, I'm going to do something amazing. And how much are you expecting me to move? Yeah. Right? And it was like, don't gather a few. Don't gather a few, because I'm going to do something amazing. So if you're going to step here, don't be like, oh, I don't know, because God's going to move. He is. He's going to move. That's how He is. That's what He does. And then he said, don't gather a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she did. I love the yes of this woman. She probably thought everybody's going to be thinking I'm crazy, going around, knocking on the doors. Hey, do you have an empty vessel? Do you have some more? You know what? I just need all your vessels, right? But she did what the prophet said. So she went from him, shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. She poured what she had. It was what she had. God didn't say, is that all you have? No, it was what she had in the house. And now it came to pass, hallelujah, when the vessels were full, that she said to her son, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there's not another vessel, so the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, he said, go sell the oil, pay your debt. You and your son shall live on the rest. But see, this is the thing. The oil only ceased when she had no more vessels to pour into. That was the only time the oil ceased. So how much do we want from God? As long as we have vessels, as long as we have hearts that are hungry, and Pastor Mark was praying for that. It's like, we have hungry hearts. How hungry are we? How thirsty are we for God? Because that's what He's going to fill up. Yeah. Amen. And so I just want to encourage you today. There's a word that's coming forth. And God is going to move in that space that you're going to give Him. You're probably going to say right now, well, I have little faith. See, Little faith is faith. Faith is small as a mustard seed. It's going to bring in miracles and signs and wonders. And so you might say, well, this is all I have, God. This is me, just me. And God says, that's enough. Because I can fill you. I can fill you with everything that I have right now. And you just step out. And so you don't have to try so hard and say, I don't know, my heart, maybe your heart is heavy when you came in. Maybe your mind was so full of distractions when you came in. It said, it doesn't matter, just give me a little bit of that, a little bit of that. And you know what that little bit is? Is the fact that you're here. That's probably just your little bit.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's more than enough for God to fill.
Yeah.
And so that's what I pray. So you'll listen to the word today. Give as much room for God to fill, and He will fill the space that you give Him today. Amen?
Amen.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your moving in this room, moving in the hearts and the lives of the people who are here. This is not an accident. All of us are here. And I believe you have an encounter ready for each and every one of us. Lord God, you are ready to pour out. You're ready to pour out. You're ready to pour out. Just like what we heard a while ago, keys, keys, keys. Just like what we heard a while ago, rivers. Lord God, about the healing power and moves of God. Thank you, Father, that you're moving even right now. And thank you, Lord God, for the word that is preached. And it's going to bear fruit in our lives. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All of us are ready, amen.
Amen.
I believe you guys are here. I am ready. I believe that the Lord has a word for New Life Medway.
Yes.
And if you need the title for this message, the title is New Roads and New Rivers. New Roads and new rivers. You know, Isaiah 43 verse 19. I've been meditating on this passage for months. Because I'm believing. Because back home, when a year starts, God as lead pastor, God has given us a task. You know, to tell all the church, you know, every congregation what we see. You know, and so God revealed to us in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 to 2, it says there, behold, I was standing, and then the Holy Spirit was telling John in Revelations to come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. So there is an invitation for the body, for the church, for new life to come up to a place wherein He's going to show us what must take place after this. I believe God knows the end from the beginning. Amen. And God is not fazed with the things that are happening all around the world. He's seated on the throne. He has a plan. But His plan for His plan to become materializing, you know, to become in effect in our lives, we need to humble ourselves and submit to His plan. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
And so, along these lines, God has given us a watchword, which is higher. Everybody say higher.
Higher.
So everybody, you know, we're telling the congregation for this year of 2022, we're going to go higher. We're going to go higher in the things of God because the Holy Spirit is wanting us to come up higher. So He's saying, come up, and I will show you what must take place after this. And I believe this is a call that is reverberating all around New Life. We're calling out the peoples, you know, to come up higher. You know why? Because God is able to do new things. He wants to introduce new things to us. We only like new things, right?
Amen.
Amen. Behold, the Bible says, behold, Isaiah 43 verse 19, behold, I am doing a new thing. Who's doing a new thing? God is doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Now. It's not going to be tomorrow. It's now. It has not happened in the past. Well, things have happened in the past, yes, but for it to be new, it must be something that is unfamiliar to you.
Yeah,
all right? For it to be new, you must understand that it's not something that you're used to doing.
Yes, yes.
It is something that is going to shock you. It is something that is going to kind of take you out of your comfort zone. Because God knows the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
He knows what's best for you.
Yeah.
We are people that are used to be in our comfort zones. But God wants to bring us out from our comfort zones to a place of trust,
yes,
to a place of yielding, to a place of following Him. Many people love the Psalm 23. Come on, you love Psalm 23.
Amen.
I love Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, right? I shall not want. But all the blessings of Psalm 23 follows when we follow the shepherd. The Lord is now present, my personal shepherd. Shepherd is the one who feeds, who guides, who helps. Right? And so we follow the shepherd. And I love that part in verse 6 that goes, surely. Everybody say, surely.
Surely.
Surely means what? Surely. Surely goodness and mercy will follow who? Follow me.
Yes.
All. Everybody say, all.
All.
Everybody say, all.
All.
So that means not just today, not just tomorrow, not just 10 years from now.
Uh-huh.
All means all.
Yes.
So all things follow me. You know why? Because I follow the shepherd.
Amen.
Amen. The blessing magnet is the shepherd in me.
Yes.
As I follow, I yield, I humble myself, I am ready to follow the shepherd.
Yes.
And as I flow with the shepherd, then the blessings will follow after me.
Yes.
Sad to say, many Christians follow after the blessing. Alright, but no, God wants us to follow the shepherd because He carries the blessing.
Yes.
Amen. And so when God wants to do something new, it is going to take us out of the comfort zone because there are things that He wants for us to do. There are things that He wants for us to experience.
Yes, yes.
When we see the new things, you know, God is calling you into the new things. You know it's something new because you have not seen it before. You have not experienced it before, and sad to say, many people, when it's unfamiliar, they reject it.
Yeah.
Right? But no, God is saying, no, trust me.
Yes.
Trust me. Because I am in, you know, I have plans for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope in a future.
Mm-hmm.
And so He's wanting to lead us into paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Paths where it's going to stretch us. That's where it's going to bring out something that we have not seen before. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
Amen. New things are the things that we discover, you know, even in the ordinary, mundane days. There are new things that we must see. It's like a change of mindset. Even if, like, there are times where many people are grumpy, there are many people are complainers, but why not, when you wake up, in a particular day, why not begin to say, Lord, thank you for a beautiful day. I thank you, Lord, for the sun. I thank you, Lord, and yes, for you guys, you always thank for the sun, right? You know, I thank you, Lord, for the, you know, being here. I just thank you, Lord, that I can be here with you.
Yeah.
You know, COVID just stopped a lot of things, but we are now able to travel again, and we are now able to minister to churches, you know, minister to the churches. But what I'm trying to say, even in the ordinary, you begin to see a new angle to an ordinary day.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe it's not a new thing. Maybe it's even not a new step. But maybe it's an adjustment in the way you see the ordinary. There is always something new.
Yes.
There is always something new in our everyday.
Yeah.
The Bible says in Lamentations, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. There is something new every morning. But sad to say, situations of life, you know, people, you know, tend to block the new things that God is wanting to bring to us. But God is still constant. He's always saying, behold, I am doing a new thing. Amen. In another translation, it says, I am doing something brand new, something unheard of.
Yes.
Even now it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? And I will even make a way in the wilderness,
yeah,
and open up flowing streams in the desert.
Yeah.
Amen. It says here, now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Do you not perceive it? I'm here to say to you, God is doing something new. God is wanting to do something new in your lives. And that is what He's wanting for you to receive today.
Yes,
later on, we're going to pray. We're going to release the new things for you and your family.
Yeah.
I have something in my heart for the families that are represented here.
Yes, yes.
Amen. God is doing something new. He wants to do something new. And He even said that I will make a road. I will make a road in the wilderness.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, that is impossible. All right, but God, you know, with God, nothing is impossible. And I will even make rivers in the desert. Well, you know, that is totally impossible. All right? But He can do it. Let me say something with regards to the new things. Remember, in the new things that God has for you, for us, your understanding is not necessarily required. You know, only your obedience. You know, many times in our lives, you know, we stepped out in faith. I remember when we were a pioneer and we started a church. You know, the church grew amazing. You know, we had like 3 services during that time, 4 services. All right, on a Sunday. And then God said, open up 2 more. I said, God, you want us to open up 2 more? All right, in a given Sunday. We had like, before we had 6 services on a Sunday. All right, and then what happened was open up 2 more.
The 4th one wasn't even full yet.
The 4th one was not even full yet. And then God said, open up. And then in the natural, you know what? Wait, this is not, you know, calculating everything and all. But He said, open up 2 more. And you know what? When we opened up the two more, not one, but 2 more, people kept on coming.
Yeah.
And all the services were full of people.
Right? Give God space to move.
That's it. Give God space to move. When He says jump, you know, what do you do? When He says jump, your response should not be, why? Why will I jump? But no, how high?
Yeah.
All right? When He says, you know, you pray, you know, why? No, how long, God? Who, God? Right? So it is about our obedience. When He says you give, you don't ask why. He's preparing you for your miracle. Every instruction prepares you for your miracle. Because He knows the end from the beginning. He's leading you. He's guiding you. Oh, I tell you, there are many times wherein we ask in the natural, why are we doing what we're doing? But then again, God reveals certain things that, oh, you look back and say, oh, that is why.
Yeah.
And maybe there are things in life that you might not really understand why. Maybe when you get to heaven, you get to see it. All right? But then again, at the end of the journey, it's all of us being closer and closer to Jesus.
That's right.
Every blessing, every breakthrough, every healing, the whole purpose of that is to bring us closer to Jesus.
That's right.
It is to bring us closer to Jesus.
Yes.
That is why it's always a process. Do you know that God can give you what you need right now?
Yeah.
Everything. Come on, you have a need. All of us have a need, right? He can give it to you right now. Right now, He can give you everything that you need. But what will that do for us? It's not going to do a lot for us. But when we go through a process of believing, of trusting, of praying, we go through a process of allowing Him to work in our lives, we are transformed, and we are changed in the process. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
Everybody say new roads.
New rivers.
It might take you beyond what you know and what you are familiar with, but you'll never become who you are without a stretch. Amen. He's going to allow us. Come on, Peter. Step out of the water.
Yes.
All right. Step out. You know, Peter was the one who asked Jesus, bid me to come.
If it is
you, God, bid me to come. And then Peter stepped out of the water. All right. Come on. You know, that is much better than those brothers who are in the boat. They get to experience. Why? You know what? Peter, you know, Peter, you know, fell. You know, he kind of went down in the water. But you know what? It is the safest place to be. What's the safest place to be? To be where Jesus is. Jesus was out there. And so I would rather be with Jesus. Right? Yes, you know, kind of Peter was in the water, you know, because of the winds and the waves. He saw all of those things, but Jesus was there, had an experience. You know, He pulled him up again.
Yeah.
All right? I tell you, God is wanting for us to step out of the boat.
Yeah.
He's not done with you yet. Everybody look at me. He's not finished with you yet. There is a destiny. There is a plan. There is a purpose for you. There is a destiny. There is a plan for all of us. Amen. Isaiah 45 verse 2 says, I will go before you and level the mountains to make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut asunder the bars of iron. Amen. Do you know that He has gone before us and we follow Him? And amen, when He has gone before you, when Jesus asked us to follow Him, He doesn't join your situation. We follow His.
Yes.
Amen. We follow His. He's not asking us to, you know, to for us to stay in our situation. When there is something that He wants to do, He wants to take us from a certain place and bring us to a different place.
Yeah.
He wants to go for us to go higher. Amen. He's the forerunner. He's opened things for you and for me. I don't know what you're carrying in your heart, but I believe it's time to change.
Yeah.
I believe that you guys need to see something fresh, something new come. I sense something new coming into New Life Midway. Amen. I sense something new. Are you ready, church?
Yes.
Amen. It's going to stretch you. Amen. It is going to position you in a different angle. There's going to be some challenges with regard to even relationships here. But it's all going to be good. Because God is going to use this church. And God is going to position this church to be an impact to the people around this community. And even in this part of this nation. Amen. There's something big. You know, you belong to a church, you know, a group of churches or a family that has the world in its heart.
Yes.
All right? It's not just a local church. We value the local church. But I tell you, we are an apostolic church. We have churches all over Asia and even all over the Philippines.
Yeah.
And it's something huge that God has put in our hearts. And our core purpose is to make Jesus known.
Yeah.
Amen. To impact people and change the lives of the people. And us in the process, what a privilege to be used by God. Amen. Know this, when God is calling us into the new things, into the uncharted territories, we might not know exactly where we're going, but we know that He has gone before us.
Yes.
Amen. That is the safest place to be. Amen. Jesus, if you are in the water, bid me to come. Well, you know, that is faith.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, God, I want to be where you are. I want that. I want to be where you are, God. I want to be in a place where you are. And that is the most, that is the safest place to be. We know that He has gone before us. And if we know that He's gone before us, we know it's going to be good. Amen. It's going to be good because He's a good God. He's a good God. He sent His Son, the ultimate sacrifice, the Son, you know, bore for you and for me. And that is the standard of His love for you and for me. So I know it's going to be good. I know He's a good God. And that is why if He's gone before us, you know, it's going to be good. And if we know that we can't stay, you know, going before us, what we know is that we cannot stay where we're at right now.
Yes.
We must not remain. And God's desire is that we follow Him. We cannot maintain. We cannot cruise in life. He's believing. He's wanting us to, you know, there's an invitation for you to come up higher. Higher into the things of God. I'm just giving things to you, to your spirit right now. And I believe that there is just a stirring in the spirit of this church. And He's wanting us to come up. Your gifts cannot remain dormant.
That's right.
There are gifts that are unreleased in this place today. You are here hearing me. And I want to activate those gifts. God-given gifts that are here in this place today. Do you know gifts are there? The anointing that we carry is not for ourselves.
Yes.
The anointing that we carry is for others.
Yes.
Amen. And the people around you are going to glean and will benefit from the gift.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
Your dreams cannot remain dreams. Your prayers cannot remain unanswered.
Come on.
Your family cannot remain unsaved.
Yes.
You cannot stay depressed. You cannot stay sad, disappointed, offended, broke, or sick.
Come on.
Amen. This is the time we're in. Father, move in my life. I've stayed here so long, for so long. It's time to change. It's time to move up. It's time for me, Lord God, to agree with what You are doing. And He's saying, behold, I am doing a new thing.
Yes.
Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not see it? I will even make roads in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Let me say something. I declare that God is going to open up eyes right now. Eyes to see what God wants to do, you know, in your life. That there is going to be an awareness of something good for you. There are some people here, and I sense you've been in this dark place. All that you see is dark. It's just dark. The light, your life is dark. These things that have happened in the past is so dark. It's, you know, there's no hope for me. But I tell you, there is like something is going to happen even right now. And maybe I'm speaking to one person here, but I know that God is going to turn on the light. And it's going to see, you're going to see something fresh, something new that is going to happen in your life, you know, that you're going to see, wait a minute, there's a glimmer of hope. There's hope somewhere. I know God, there's hope here, and so I'm going to receive it. And so light is going to shine in your heart in the name of Jesus. Amen. Isaiah 30 verse 18 says, therefore the Lord waits expectantly. Listen to this. The Lord waits expectantly and longs to be gracious to you. Amen. And therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed, happy, fortunate are all those who long for Him, since He will never fail them. Come on, think about that verse. The Lord is waiting to be gracious to us. Wow. What is He waiting? Our yes. Our heart we're in. Lord, I give You my heart. Lord, I give You my heart. I give You my soul. I give You my past, I give You my present, I give You my all. He is waiting to be gracious to you. He's waiting to love on you. He's waiting to bless you and move you into a different position in life. Amen. New roads and new rivers. When the Bible says of new roads and new rivers, it really speaks of this. New roads speaks of new opportunities. New horizons. New possibilities. And when there are new roads, the Bible says that there are also going to be new rivers. So when there are things that are going to be opened by God, there will be also provision, because rivers bring in provision. Right? Rivers bring in provision. When you talk about a healthy river, there is light in the river. Right? I picture, you know, what God is bringing. God is saying, when I open some things right now, there will always be what you need. There's going to be fresh provision. There's going to be a fresh supply. There's going to be fresh resource. There's going to be a fresh start. And something along the lines of roads. Roads are not always straight.
That's true.
Right? There are curves. There are road. What do you call that?
Roundabouts,
right? And you know, here in this nation, what I've seen, and there are also wide roads and there are narrow roads. I've noticed that, all right? But in the narrow road, as Mark was driving, I see that Mark needed to stop and wait. In life, there are not, it's not always a fast lane.
That's true.
There are times when you need to stop and wait. Okay, God, I'm waiting. And so when you are waiting, maybe some of you are in the waiting, you're not going to be there so long, for so long. Maybe for some of you, it's been years you've been in the waiting. But God, you know, as we are in the waiting, and we're waiting on the Lord, He gives you strength in the waiting, and you are even enlarged in the waiting. Amen. And so what happens is you are being transformed even in the waiting. So in the waiting, or even in your believing, the process of believing, in the waiting, you are enlarged. What is your focus? Him.
Yes.
Because you know He's gone before you. And it's going to be good. His plans and purposes, they are good for me. And so even though if I get setbacks, or there are like things that are not happening that I wanted to happen, hey, I know there is always going to be new roads and rivers. There's always going to be a new thing that God is doing. So even in the waiting, Lord, what is the new thing that You're showing to me? The new things that You're teaching me in the process. Amen. Going, coming here, we've been in the waiting. You know, for Maileen and I don't know, for some of you, you've been praying. You know, it's just a testimony of believing for us to come here.
Yeah.
You know, the Philippines, for us Filipinos to come here, we need visas.
Yeah.
Right? You are blessed. You can go anywhere. All right? But for us, we need to come here. We need to apply. We need to wait. You know, and so when we applied in the embassy, they said normally it takes 15 days. But because of a lot of things that are happening in this nation, it's now taking 6 weeks. So when we applied, it was just the right day for us to apply. And so when the person said, oh, it's going to take 6 weeks. What? 6 weeks is the week before we leave. All right? And so we were praying. We were in the waiting. We were believing for the visa to come out. All right? And then, lo and behold, the week before we leave, all right? No call from the embassy. Nothing. So we were still in the waiting. So we were in the process of in the waiting. But you know what? We kept on believing. We kept on believing because we had a word to be here. Amen. We had a word for us, for our family to be here. Amen. Because I believe God is going to do something good. Amen. We cannot call the embassy, or we call the embassy, but we cannot follow up what they're wanting to, you know, the decisions that they're making. Alright? But what happened was, the visa was released Friday, we leave Monday.
The last working day
before we leave. It's like a buzzer beater. But God pulled through.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen? But in the process, we were enlarged and we kept on believing His word. And the proof of it, we now have it right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what you are believing for. For us, it's this visa to come here, all right? But it's the same God who gives visas. It's the same God who gives whatever you need as you allow Him to work in your lives. He loves you and He wants the best for you. He has plans for you. He's doing something new. But in the process, how are we in our believing? How are we in the waiting? How are we in our process of waiting for the manifestation to come? We don't give up. Amen? We continue to trust Him. Because God is wanting to do something new. When the new things that God wants to bring in, it always requires believing. Always requires faith. One thing that we've been standing on, for me personally, is in Romans it says that it must be a grace gift. For it to be a grace gift, it must be of faith.
Yes.
Wow.
It must be of faith. And so when the new things come, and the new things that God wants to do for us to be here, it's a new thing. Never been to UK, never been to this part of the world, alright? But for us to be here, we need to stretch and we need to allow God, you know, to bring us to a journey. Alright? And in the process, it's beautiful. To see your beautiful faces is worth it. Really? Yeah, to be here with Pastor Mark and Dylan, and to have the honor to ordain both of you and to see this wonderful church and to put, I believe, a seed, you know, to you guys of what the Lord wants to do in this church. I am just thankful for this privilege. Amen. What are you believing for? He's saying, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Alright? I will even make a road in the wilderness. With God, nothing is impossible. He can change. He can change people. He can change you. Amen? I can even make roads in the wilderness and even provisions come. Rivers in the desert. We declare that in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the Proverbs is the path of the just. Listen to this. It's like the shining sun that shines brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter into the perfect day. That's the path that He has laid out for all of us. It shines brighter and brighter and brighter. Amen? And so that is the new thing that God wants to do. I don't know what situations you are in, but I don't know what problems you are in right now, but God is wanting for you to see that there are new solutions. There are new strategies. There are new things that must happen, and I'm going to show it to you.
Yeah.
Are you ready to see it?
Yeah.
Amen. Are you ready to see what God wants to do? He's saying, behold, are you ready? I'm going to do something you.
Yes.
Amen. Speaking with speak of rivers and flows. I want to ask Pastor Marlene if you have something. And we're going to pray right now. And I just want to release things. Did you get something out of that?
Yeah. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. New things, new things. God is preparing us for the new things, even in the waiting. As he was talking, I remember being pregnant with my son and wanting so much. At the seventh month of my pregnancy, I developed like this really bad rash, you know. And it was like, God, I just want to give birth now, you know. And then at 8 months, for those of you who have given birth to children, by the time you're 8 months pregnant, you're thinking, now, Lord, is a good time for me to give birth. You're waggling like a duck. You're like, oh, my goodness. But how many of you know if I gave birth on the 8th month, it would not have been good for the baby? It would have not been the right time. And even if I wanted it so much, and I was saying, God, oh my goodness, and God, do you love me? Yes, I do. That's why I'm not making you give birth at 8 months. And so I gave birth at the right time to a healthy baby. And the thing is, when we want something so much, and we're saying, God, right now, and God says, wait, it's all good, because He wants us to have the fruit at the right time.
Hallelujah.
You know, you don't want to eat a mango at the wrong time, because it really tastes very good, right? And I just wanted to encourage you with that right now. And as I was praying this morning and asking God, just praying for the service right now, I just sensed in my heart, as pastor, I knew what he was going to preach. I knew he was going to preach about new things. And maybe, just maybe, there are some of you here, there are some things that you're believing for that it might be like an impossible thing. And this might be your question. God, how is that going to happen? Like, I'm believing for something incredible, but how is that going to happen? And God brought me to Luke chapter 2, which Mary herself asked when God visited her through an angel. The angel Gabriel visited Mary and said, you know, you're going to give birth to a son. You're going to get pregnant. You're going to give birth to a son. You're going to call his name Jesus, right? And a 14-year-old commentator says, she was 14 at that time, a virgin, 14, set to be married. Can you imagine 14? Virgin and says, you know what, you're going to get pregnant, you're going to be a son of God, God's name, Jesus. Obviously, at 14, you go, excuse me, what? And what did she say? How can this be? I've never been with a man. How can this be? And maybe there are some of you who are asking the same thing. God, I want to believe that, but how can this be? How can this healing come? How will this provision even come? How will this new thing that I'm believing for come? And I just want to read to you what the angel said to her. And she said this. And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One is to be born will be called the Son of God. I love that. I just want to read that again. And I just want you to just, as you listen to these words, I pray in the name of Jesus, it will be exactly that, that the Holy Spirit right now would come upon you and the power of the highest would overshadow you. I love that word overshadow, because it overshadows fear. It will overshadow worry, overshadow anxiety, overshadow impossibility, overshadow every doubt that you have right now, overshadow every human reasoning, because faith is not a human reasoning. Faith is a gift. Faith is a gift from heaven. And so in the name of Jesus, I pray for an overshadowing for every question that you're asking right now. How can this be? Holy Spirit, that you would overshadow people right now. That you would overshadow and you would get this fear and anxiety and doubt away from them, and faith would be released. Faith would be released in the name of Jesus. So that the how can this be would be God doing the impossible. That there would be God possibilities in place of the how can this be. There would be God possibilities. Because with God, if you read down further, he said, with God, nothing is impossible. And so we give it to God. Whatever it is right now. And I just would like to pray for some people right now. Pastor Mark, that's okay. But I would just like to call prayer right now. That there might be some people here that you've been believing and you've been praying and then you've been asking, how can this be? So if that is you, I would like you to come forward. Just step out in faith, and I would like to pray for you right now. So if there's anybody here, if you could just stand up in your seat and make a line right here and give yes, amen, hallelujah. We're just going to wait. We're just going to wait. We're just going to allow the Holy Spirit to come and move. And I'm going to do this. Protection for you, all right? It's not for anything. Just maybe some of you here are coming in. I know some of you are coming in because you're sick in your body. And, you know, just the wisdom of God. But hallelujah. Just we want to minister face to face with you right now. In Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit is moving. The Holy Spirit is moving. And so even as the music is playing right now, what do you believe in God for? Bring it to Him. We're not the ones to give it to you. We might be the ones, you know, laying hands on you in a few moments. But the giver of all good gifts is God. And you're going to receive from God today as we lay hands on you. It's just a physical contact. But it is God who's going to release the gifts. It's God who's going to release the healing. It's God who's going to release that which you need. It's God who's going to release.